Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Aloha, good morning. Here we are again around the kitchen table with our cups of coffee. Again, Vicky's got her cup of tea. And it's another beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. You're listening to Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. And in this magazine, we focus on terrific Hawaiian music, Hawaiian issues of the day, and having a great time. So we're glad you're here with us. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine.
So nice. Aloha kakahiaka kako.
Aloha kakahiaka kako to all of our ohana on Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Kona, Hilo, and of course Oahu.
You got to see everybody on Kauai this week, huh?
Yes, it was a great convention, the 49th annual Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs at Kauai Hilton. Beautiful hotel. It was great to be amongst our wonderful people that came. And the kupuna were just marvelous in their storytelling and handing down that knowledge that, you know, we always need to be reminded of or learn from them. The workshops were filled, and the discussions that came out of the convention were very exciting. And I think that some of the resolutions that were passed is certainly going to make an interesting legislative session coming up in 2009.
You look dangerous.
A little empowered.
It's going to be great having a chat with Le Momi again after, you know, this coming election. So we're going to get ready for elections coming up on November 4th. What did I do? I just got back from Japan with some great, great friends. We had the blast with Robert Casimero.
Oh,
it was our annual Pan-Pacific Hula exhibition. I took some of my students from Halau. We performed with Manu Boyd, Robert Casimero, his Halau, Lealoha Amina, and Nani Lim from, and Melia Lobenstein. We had the greatest time, as we always do about this time of the year. We take this annual trip with Robert to
How
perform.
Many years has this been going on now?
I think this is our 11th annual. So it's good fun.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be home and gearing up for our election coming up. So we've got some great stories in the next couple of weeks. We're going to talk to Anel Amaral about CanCon, and then the following week we'll have our two mayoral candidates,
yes.
Mayor Mufi Hanneman and Ann Kobayashi. Looking forward to that talk story session.
CanCon, have you been seeing those two syllables around? What is it? What does it mean? And what will it mean for you?
In preparation for our discussion on CanCon, I asked Anel what her favorite song was. It's Ipole Manu by Palani Vaughn, which was composed by Queen Kapi'olani for her husband Kalakaua.
Nakai Evalu, it's the Visionary Radio Network.
In 1890, King Kalakaua left Honolulu for San Francisco, California, aboard the USS Charleston. It is said that his Queen Kapi'olani composed this love song for him while he was away.
Himala o he aloha,
Noka'i porei manu. He manu ku uhoalea. No mai kana hele. Iwi o ukarea. Polena I kamu.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
when ni mai ko a hapui a o loko upua e fuuli ai hon ni maua ko I ka hanu anu hea honi ua wike o nauna I ho ohi hia I ka mana.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Beautiful Saturday morning here. So glad you're with us. Kahoone Panoke here at the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And our special guest today is Anel Amaral, past president and founder of the Hawaiian Civic Club of Kapolei, also association director for the Oahu Council of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, former cop, former legislator, and all-around advocate on so many crucial issues here in our state. Thanks for being here. Anel?
Thank you, Noe. Wonderful to be with you all. Aloha.
Aloha, Anel.
Good morning. Maybe you can start us off by explaining to us what is the Constitutional Convention?
Absolutely. A Constitutional Convention is an opportunity for delegates, people who have been elected, to review the state constitution and all that is contained therein, and if they desire to amend that our state constitution. The legislature will, should this ballot initiative pass, that is an initiative that asks whether or not we should have a constitutional convention, should that initiative pass, the legislature will set up a process for the constitutional convention. How many delegates will be elected? And we anticipate that there probably will be 102 delegates elected by House districts, two per district. It will also set up how much time will take place for the delegates to review the Constitution, 4 months, 6 months. And at the end of the work of these delegates, if they come up with some amendments, those amendments then will be put on a ballot, and the voters in Hawaii will either agree or disagree, will either accept or reject the amendments proposed by the Constitutional Convention.
And we can vote one by one on those.
No, what they did, and Hawaii has had a number of constitutional conventions. We've had a number of constitutions, period. But in 1968 and 1978, they asked the questions quite differently. In 68, you could pick and choose, agree or disagree with the amendments. But in 1978, they put all the amendments before you, and you could simply accept all the amendments in their totality or reject all of the amendments. So it really depends upon the process that is set up.
So in actuality, then, the CONCON, when people vote on November 4th, it's a statewide question. So people will need to determine whether or not we want a CONCON, and then after, if the vote is in favor of it, then it goes through that process that you just mentioned, and then there'll be another election.
That's correct. Yeah.
What are the elements in the Constitution that affect our lives? What kinds of revisions could there be? Let's take that up next time around, okay?
Okay.
We'll have a little music and be back here at the kitchen table. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry. A tango with every little move you make. I love you like a mango. Wish we could make it every day. I want you to drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. My nights will be so lonely. If ever you should choose to go,
to go.
I live just like a zombie,
zombie,
with very little love to show. I want you to drop,
baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
drop, 'cause I'm hungry.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for sitting around the kitchen table with us. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guest today, Anel Amaral. And we're talking about the possibility of a constitutional convention. When you head to vote this year, there's going to be a question on the ballot. Shall there be a convention to propose a revision of or amendments to the Constitution? How are you going to vote on that? Do you know? You probably will know by the end of this show. What are areas of our lives affected by the Constitution, and how might any changes affect particularly Native Hawaiians? We'll get to these and other questions coming up on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibraTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan, $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your 4-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So Geico invented Geico.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. And our special guest today is Anel Amaral. We're discussing the possibility and elements involved in a constitutional convention, because that question will be on the ballot when you head into the voting booth in November. The state constitution, Anel, defines the rights of Hawaii citizens. In what areas?
Actually, in all areas. So the constitution defines the powers to the executive and all branches under the executive government, portion of the government. It defines the powers of the legislature, the powers of the judiciary. And then it goes into those specific things around which state supports programs: health, human services, social services, public safety.
The education system.
Education is, yes, huge. I should say that, you know, it was the Constitutional Convention of 1950, prior to statehood, that actually established Hawaii's educational system as a centralized system. It's also the Constitution of 1950 that established our public housing centralized system. So the centralization of Hawaii's government came out of that pre-statehood constitution.
And that pre-statehood mentality?
And probably the mentality or the experience of us in Hawaii from the period of the monarchy, from the time of plantation, where centralized power seemed to be what was most comfortable for us. What you'll hear people talking about now in a constitutional convention is that it's time for us to take a look at the structure of government and ask the question, does this continue to work for us? Or should government be structured differently? Specifically when it comes to things like the legislature. The question is being asked right now. Does it serve our purpose to have a bicameral system, a House and a Senate? Or, in fact, is that redundant? Is there redundant work going on? And should we instead just unify it to a unicameral system? Does it make sense for us to be meeting for a 60-day legislative session every year? Or should we just meet every other year and for a one-year session? People have the ability to be able to initiate laws themselves? Should they be able also to question or take back laws passed by the legislature? Those are
some
of the issues.
Should we have a decentralized education system?
Yes.
All of these issues are going to be really before you when you vote in November. So we'll take a closer look at these issues and, of course, have more music and talk around the kitchen table here. It's another Saturday morning with Nakai Ivalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Again. broadcasting statewide. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa!
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here at the kitchen table on a Saturday morning with our special guest, Anel Amaral. And you might have been hearing that phrase con-con around and about these days. It refers to a constitutional convention and the question, should we have one to possibly revise our state constitution, is going to be before you when you head into the voting booth this coming November.
So, Anel, tell us, you mentioned that there was a CONCON convention in 1968, followed by one in 1978. Mm-hmm. How did those, what was the difference between those two CONCONs?
Okay, yes. In 1968, the state was compelled to call a constitutional convention in order to satisfy a case that was before the federal courts. And that had to do with the multi-member voting system that we had. And the issue was the issue of reapportionment and to meet the needs of the one-man, one-vote representation. So in 1968, what is unusual is predominantly the delegates are legislators, and the question is very limited. It's limited to reapportionment. What was placed in the 1950 pre-statehood constitution is this provision that the state could take a look, if it wanted to, at its constitution every 10 years. So, 68, they amended the Constitution to provide for single-member districts. In 1978, there was a call again now for a constitutional convention. The backdrop of the 78 convention is the Hawaiian Renaissance.
I wanted to just mention that. It was a real important era in Native Hawaiian awakening. And so on that constitutional convention, when the election, many prominent Hawaiians were elected to Kankan and instrumentally made certain amendments to the Constitution that have benefited Native Hawaiians.
Absolutely, absolutely. The revolution was the time. What happens to us as Hawaiians is that we accept the responsibility to promote an authentic culture. The Kumuhula had retrieved the chants and began to track the old chants. Hokulea, Proteka Ho'olawe Ohana, Punana Leo, all of these things are taking place. So what happens is there is a call for a people's constitutional convention. Legislators are not prohibited from running because there are three legislators, elected people that serve as delegates among the other 102, but they are told that this is the people's convention. And the people that now participate are the people who will become future legislators, the future stars. John Waihe'e is one. Auntie Frenchie DeSoto is another.
Peter Bill Paidy.
Yes. Carol Fukunaga, a number of them. So what comes out of the 78 convention is startling stuff. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs comes out of the 78 convention. Hawaiian as a second language for the state. Now the state has two languages.
As an official language.
Official, yes. A number of amazing
traditional and customary practices.
That's correct, yes. And
very, very important issues. And we're going to pick this up right after this next break. We'll come right back to this.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the Visionary Radio Network. We're taking a look at the possibility of a constitutional convention and particularly at what the present constitution we have now establishes. For example, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, traditional and customary rights for Hawaiians, Hawaiian as a state language, the definition of Native Hawaiian, and so much more. We'll continue our discussion and understand the impact a constitutional convention could have on Native Hawaiians coming up here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word-of-mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Is it real? Well, I've never seen it. But some say there are two of them, each 1,000 feet long. And they've taken over 4,000 souls. Once a year they come out for 4 days and 3 nights. Is it real? Well, I hope so.
Oh, it's real. The Bud Light Party Cruise. 2 ships, 1 legendary party in the Bahamas. And you have to win your way in. Look for the Party Cruise team at bars and clubs all summer long. 2,000 winners from across the country will set sail for 4 days and 3 nights. Get more info at BudLightPartyCruise.com. It's time to put some motion in the ocean. No beer purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident 21 or older. Cruise 103108. Only $348 per two people. Void where prohibited. See Bud Light representative or bar club manager for details. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Ai ai kane ohe, I kamalu o nā kōlao, he pāmai ana ka makani, me kaua kilihune. Ho o kuru ana ia, I nā puaka lehua. Ho o heno I ka maka, no kauru vehi vehi, he ike ana I ka nani, o ke kai hawana wana. Ai ai ka nani, o ka moku lili. Ho o heno I ka maka, no kauru vehi vehi. Ke ana I ka nani, o ke kai hawana wana. Ai, ai, ka nani, o ka moku lili. E ia ka puana, no ka nani o nā kōlao. Ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka, a me na pua ka lehua. Mahalo ia o kou, o ka ua kilihune. E ia ka puana, no ka nani o nā kōlao. No ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka, a me na pua ka lehua. Mahalo ia o kou, o ka ua kilihune.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho one panoke here at the kitchen table. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our very special guest, Anel Amaral.
I want to thank you so much, Anel, for coming, because this issue is really critical for Native Hawaiians. Mm-hmm. We have so much at stake here. And I think that, you know, the knowledge that you bring to help us educate everyone on the benefits and the pros and cons of a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you inviting me. Thank you. You know, I wanted to say, first of all, I don't want to give the wrong impression. It was not just Hawaiian issues that were discussed. There were 116 amendments to the Constitution in 1978. Part of those amendments was this wonderful privacy provision that said the state shall not interfere with the private decisions of the people of Hawaii unless they had a compelling state reason to do so. And that essentially lays the groundwork for reproductive choice. It, some will say, lays the groundwork for gay marriage, too. There are issues, just sort of provincial issues, like staggering the terms of office, like expanding the time between a primary election and a general election. But what's important to us as Hawaiians is that there is a clear definition of the rights as they apply to the native people, the Aboriginal people, under state government. And in creating the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, what is interesting about that is that this section, it's called Article 12 of the Constitution, now has a definition of Hawaiians that we inherited from the Admissions Act, 50% blood or more. And in creating the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, we created another definition, and that was by genealogy, the one we know better. People who are descendants of the people, the Aboriginal people, prior to 1778. That has caused now an anomaly in the Constitution.
It also set up a process by which the state could transfer funds from ceded lands revenues to Native Hawaiian people who were entitled and who, since the time of statehood, had never, ever received anything. So that, to me, that is really critical as well, because the state's excuse is, well, who are we going to give it to? There's nobody to give it to. So that constitutional convention established the Office of Hawaiian Affairs to receive ceded revenues from ceded lands, and then to administer those in the form of benefits for Native Hawaiians.
Yes. It created that 20% pro rata share, because there are five purposes to the public land trust. So 20% pro rata share was then from the ceded lands was to come to benefit Native Hawaiians. What happens after that, however, is a huge controversy to settle the issue of ceded lands.
The question we're going to be facing is whether or not to revise the current Constitution. What would be at risk if we do? We'll take a look at that coming up on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Funny faces as you try and walk to me. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Big brown eyes, candy smile and full front teeth. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. In your eyes, visualize so much. Wonder what you're thinking about when you look at me. You're barely talking and you're walking right at me. Mischief making baby girl, you are so sweet. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you, Kalanaku. My little angels are coming down to put you. Sleep. Rest your little eyes, God bless you and your soul to keep. When you're sleeping, you must be dreaming of dreams so sweet. Of little angels playing with you on a peppermint street. Now everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in your life, and I've got you,
kalena ku.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat up from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihoa. Gather all her island fruits and pack them as she ends another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Whoa, she's my sweet lady of Waihoa.
Papaya,
and green and ripe banana.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network with our special guest today, Anel Amaral, and we're discussing a constitutional convention, the possibility of that, and the fact that you're going to be facing that question in the ballot you look at in November. We've been talking about Hawaiian rights established in the current Hawaii state constitution. What might be at risk with any revisions, Anel?
I think that today everything is now at risk. I think what's important for your audience to keep in mind is that 1978 was a very different time, and that we know what we are confronted with today are constant attacks on the Ali'i Trust. We have John Doe 1, John Doe 2, right? There are attacks right now on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs because it is using public money, the ceded lands revenue, for the purpose of helping one class of people, Hawaiians. And so Mr. Burgess et al. Has sued the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for this race-based program. We know, too, that at least as I walk around the legislature, I hear there enough already with you Hawaiians. What's up with you Hawaiians? We have taken care of you. It's time for us to take care of other people. In the context of that hostility, when you look at the amazing things that took place in the 1978 convention, these are the things that will now be reviewed. There is, for instance, we have English and Hawaiian as the official languages of the state. There is a national movement for English only taking place. And there will be the question of, this is America, and why should there be anything other than English in our as a state language? That is part of the discussion that's taking place. One of the things that's taking place nationally is that anything that says Native Hawaiian in Congress today has been put on hold in the Senate. The housing program, NAHASDA, has been put on hold unless and until you take Hawaiians out of the funding, the Native Housing Program funding. The Native Hawaiian Health, Native Hawaiian Education, all of those programs are now being put on hold because Native Hawaiians have no status right now, no federal recognition, and that's being called into question in Congress. As that is being called into question in Congress, the question here in our state will be the same. Why? Because 46% of our population were not born and raised in this state, have no knowledge, no understanding of who the Native people are and what our values are.
So what is the public ceded lands trust that people are talking about?
The lands that were taken at the time of the overthrow were taken in trust by federal government. And when we became a state, we promised as a state to take care of that trust. And that trust has five purposes. One of the five purposes, and the purposes go to agriculture, education, I can't remember the others, but one of them is for the purposes for betterment of Native Hawaiians. So when we talk about the ceded lands trust, the 78 Constitutional Convention took one of those purposes, 20%, and put that money in this newly created Office of Hawaiian Affairs to serve Hawaiian people. 80% go to the people of Hawaii.
Is there any other way to approach changes to the Constitution in Hawaii besides a constitutional convention? Let's take a look at that coming up on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Come week before in Noka Holo Holo E. Hula Ino on a rainy, rainy day. Cross California in a Kahawaine. A Kahi Kahia in a Alevai. A Papa Lele Hoki in the Alaue. Esse suposto leito no lugar. A papa lele, o que é o lugar? Essa suposto leito no lugar. E o caô, 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 o caô
alla lukuene, esu oso leiton olihe. Abapalele hoki ki alla lukuene, esu oso leiton olihe.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. We're all getting ready to vote. So the question is, shall there be a convention to propose a revision of or amendments to the state constitution? You're going to be looking at that question. You need to know the answer to that question in your own mind by the time you head in to vote. We're going to help you figure it out coming up on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So Geico invented geico.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by CGI and Wyndham.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something now.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibraTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info people, info. It's how you stay connected, and that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new 2-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines and My Verizon sign up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, sitting around the kitchen table with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and Anel Amaral, and we're talking about the possibility of, the benefits and risks of a constitutional convention.
So, Anel, understanding all the discussions that are going on throughout the various communities throughout the state of Hawaii, can you just enlighten our radio ohana as to really what is the risk for Native Hawaiians? I mean, if we have this CONCON convention, what are we going to lose?
We potentially run the risk of losing all that we have gained from 1978. But at the core of it, I think what we have to begin to accept is we are self-determining people. We have conversations we have not finished with one another as self-determining people. Remember how I had told you that in 78 we created two definitions of Native Hawaiian. One, that we inherited 50% blood or more,
yes,
right? The other, which is that we descended from people who were here prior to 1778. We, as a people, have not settled the two definitions to accept instead just one definition. There is a suit pending, Hawaiians suing Hawaiians because of these two definitions. So we need to settle this issue. As you recall, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs tried to pass a settlement agreement with respect to ceded lands in the last legislative session. That did not pass because consultation did not take place with Native Hawaiians. That issue will come up again. We still have not met to consult and to settle the issue of ceded lands revenue with one another as a people. If we do not have these discussions together, if we can't come to some consensus, what is at risk here with this question on the ballot is that someone else is going to make this decision for us. That's not fair. It's not their kuleana, it is ours. And we must hold on to the power to make our decisions for ourselves.
So, Anel, if people decide not to participate in the vote, if they don't want to vote yes or no, then what happens to the ballot? How is it counted?
The Supreme Court has already determined that a blank ballot counts as no.
Is there any other way to make changes to the Constitution aside from a constitutional convention?
Absolutely. The Constitution can be amended in the legislature, and once passed in the legislature, is ratified by the people. We've done that 39 times thus far.
Fascinating, Anel. Thank you so much for clearing up so many of the stray questions around the possibility of a constitutional convention. Coming up, we'll look to the Hawaiian past for wisdom with our Olelo Noeau. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I don't want to push, I don't want to beg, but I don't want to see you walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't want to wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh, baby boy, just say you do love me like I love. There's a line not to be crossed. I haven't had a crush in oh so long. Could this be wrong? You're in my mind and in my heart. Ooh, could this be true that I would fall so hard for you? I just gotta know if you could feel the same thing too. I don't wanna push, I don't wanna beg, but I don't wanna see walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you. My wishing for a hopeless dream, it may
seem that you're just fine with what we've got. Ooh, could this be true, that I would fall so hard for you? I just gotta know if you could feel the same thing too. I don't wanna push, I don't wanna beg, but I don't wanna see you walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Let me tell you a little story of how our music came to be. It took 2 miles to ukulele. Something else helped inspire us to play the way we play. The musicians that came before us at home in Hawaii, a jam of Fuku Island music, sitting under the sun. Fuku Island music, skank until the song is done. Fuku Island music, flowing through my veins. Island music takes away all my pain. It takes away all my pain. The CNK and Kalapana started the Feel Good Island Strong. So don't put the hurt on me, baby. Good times together are yet to come. I'll be the moon's king, fire music. Made you feel nice and warm. And we thank him for a feel-good sound that took the islands by a tropical storm. Feel-good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel-good island music, skank it till the song is done. Feel-good island music, flowing through my veins. Feel-good island music, takes away all my pain. Takes away all my day. Live at the party, just have to jump on a reggae train.
Jump on the reggae.
And if
train.
You ever get to see these guys play live, your life will never be the same. A brother East has got the feeling that your vibes bring the Irish healing. So in this life, you must have a nice day. Feel good music is a hit to stay. Feel good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel good island music.
Yankee till the song is done. Feel good island music flowing through my veins. Feel good island music takes away all my
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, and it's time for Vicky Holtakamine's Olelo Noeau for the day.
Aloha, everybody. Our Olelo Noeau is a wise saying or a proverb that was handed down generation to generation by our kupuna. And so we've chosen this very important Olelo Noeau. Elave ikeao amalama. He who takes his teachings and applies them increases his knowledge. So we're hoping that you're learning from today's discussion on Kankan and applies those teachings when you go to the polls.
Good one, Vicky. You know, a lot of new people have registered to vote this time around, so you might want to get in and vote early. Early absentee voting, walk-in voting is already underway across the state. And if you don't know where to go to do that in your neighborhood, check hawaii.gov/elections. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mala
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending Saturday mornings with us every Saturday morning, 8 to 10. And this morning, we've been so fortunate to have Anel Amaral as our guest today. She's been talking with us about the issue of a constitutional convention. Yes or no? We're going to have to vote on that very soon.
So, Anel, you know, we really appreciate you bringing the wealth of knowledge that you have, because I know that you and your club, especially Lehua Kinilau and other members of the Ahahui Sivila Okapole, has done a great job in putting together a booklet that is available to people who need to maybe do a little bit more research and understand the issues of the ConCon convention. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to say to our listeners that maybe that they should keep in mind as they prepare to exercise their vote?
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me spend the day with you and for allowing me to share my point of view, at least. I think if I have anything to say in the end, it is that each of us has a responsibility to educate ourselves. That power begins first with us learning what is the lay of the land and then making some choices, some informed choices. So I hope that I've presented you with some information as you go to the polls. But at the core of it, I think that we have to believe and we have to know that we must come together as the native people, as the Aboriginal people of this place, and we must move forward collectively, or what has been fought for so hard will disappear so easily.
And we have to get out and vote.
We must.
We must vote. So Native Hawaiians need to get out and express their opinion and take it to the polls. So I expect to see everybody there on November 4th, unless you've voted, absentee voting, which is great. Take your ohana. Please make sure that everybody does that. Anel, I want to thank you again. I think that this has been a really wonderful. Where can we get more information or the booklets that you have prepared?
Well, the Ahahui has copies of our booklet, so all you really have to do is contact us at our website, which is simply our name, Ahahui Sivila Hawaii O Kapolei .com.
And just a reminder that a blank vote on the constitutional question means a no vote. And
so, no vote, no grumble.
Nakai Evalu is the Hawaiian way to start your weekend every Saturday morning. It is Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. I'm Noe Tanigawa here at the kitchen table, Kaho'one Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine. Every week, we come to you via the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai.
We'll see you all next week, where our very special guests will be Mayor Mufi Hanneman
and Ann Kobayashi.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance, about Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said hammock, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hammock?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hammock.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.